And good afternoon and welcome to Rhinelander High School, the Jim Miazga Community Gymnasium, the brand new gym. Well, it's a few years old now, but it's still pretty nice. And we are here for Division II High School Tournament Basketball, where this afternoon the Wausau East Lumberjacks take on the Rhinelander Hodags. East coming off a huge victory last night. A last-second three-pointer from Jaden Rutkowski put the Lumberjacks past the Merrill Blue Jays 45-44 to advance to this regional championship game. With a win, the Lumberjacks would advance to next week's sectional. And was talking to Coach Paul Dimka a little bit earlier, and the nearest we can figure, this is the farthest the Lumberjacks boys basketball team has gone in the playoffs since 2007. It's been a struggle for the last few years, but they've won a couple here now, and they take on a Rhinelander Hodag team who comes in as the number one seed in this bracket, and they took apart Mosinee last night by a score of 57-40. They did beat East earlier this season in a game at the East Gym, but I'm not sure how much you can take out of that game because the Lumberjacks didn't play all of their players. We're going to take a timeout. First, we'll come back and talk for a moment with last night's hero, Jaden Rutkowski. We'll then hear from East head coach Paul Dimka as well. All coming up on the pregame show here on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
We are Fox Sports!
We're talking Rutkowski with the game-winning shot last night. I guess walk us through how that shot was drawn up during the timeout before.
Well, I wasn't supposed to technically get the shot. I was supposed to push the floor and then try to find an open teammate. Found Tanner, and then he just kicked it back, and I hit the shot.
When you were falling away taking that shot from the corner, what was going through your mind at that point?
I was like, please go in, and then I was pretty confident when it left my hand. It felt good, and then it went in.
A three ball to win a game, has that happened before for you?
Not in my varsity career. That was the first one, and it felt good.
What happens tonight? You take out a Rhinelander team that's knocked down some threes in their win last night. What do you think you're going to need to do tonight to pull this one out?
We're going to have to play some good defense. We're going to have to crash the boards and, I think, push the tempo. I think we can outrun them.
You had some success against Lakeland finding the big guys underneath. Not so much last night. You're going to be looking inside again tonight as well?
Yeah, we always like to hit the post inside early, try to get that game going, and then try the inside-outside game later on.
That's East guard Jaden Rutkowski back with more after this. Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio. Before the regional championship game with Rhinelander, well, back to last night's game. A game that looked like it was not going your way late, but you found a way to get it done.
Yeah, absolutely. We talked at halftime, and we said Merrill's going to come out, and they're going to be very physical, kind of punch us in the mouth, so to speak, and they did. And it took us a while to recover. I'll give it to the kids' credit. They kept battling. They didn't give up. We just kept chipping away, and went to the foul plan and hope they missed free throws, and they did for us, which helped us out.
Talk about the setup for that final play. You took the timeout when they still had one free throw to shoot, so obviously you weren't going to call a timeout after the make or the miss. So talk about that a little bit.
Yep. Yeah, what we talked about, we said, on a make, we obviously needed if they made both, we needed a three, so the plan was to get the ball to Jaden, let him penetrate, find an open shooter, and make the extra pass if you had to. And on a miss, we're kind of doing the same plan, but he had the option of taking the ball to the basket, maybe dropping it too big. He kind of found Tanner, who didn't, it was kind of tough spacing, but Jaden was able to slide to the corner, and Tanner found him, and, the shot went down, and the rest is history, as they say.
A three ball when you're down two is from the corner. A follow is probably not what you were looking for, but it's one of those things.
Absolutely, you'll take it. I think they always do say go for the win on the road, don't they? So, we were looking, like I said, we were looking for either option there, and it just kind of happened, and it worked out nicely for us.
They took away things from you that worked against Lakeland. They weren't letting your guards really operate much. They came out and played the shooters, and they were really doing a good job defensing your bigs underneath.
They did. They're a physical team, and sometimes we struggle a little bit when people get physical with us. We were able to, step up to the challenge, late in the game. We got ourselves a little bit worked up, and we're letting, the game dictate to us what we wanted to do, and then finally we recovered, and we were able to, touch the inside enough to get the win.
You take out a Rhinelander team that beat you earlier this year, but that game really doesn't mean a whole lot because you were using a kind of a different rotation that night, so I'm not sure how much we can take out of that loss to the Hodags earlier this year.
Yeah, that was kind of a vanilla look for us in hoping we would get to this day, and it also happened to be senior night, so we played strictly seniors that night. We didn't give them a lot to look at. We saw some of their things. They're a very tough team. We are going to have to play well, which you should have to do at this time of the year. If you want to move on, you've got to beat the better teams, and this is definitely a very good team.
they had some guys that knocked down some threes yesterday. So obviously out of the zone, you're going to have to come out and play the shooters.
Absolutely. You know, there's a few guys we've got identified. Volkman has one. I mean, he probably had four or five against us last time, and he's a streaky kid, and I expect them to be comfortable in their gym. Our main focus is today is going to be play aggressive. Play like you want to win. Don't play not to win.
That's East Head Coach Paul Dimka back with more after this. Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
We are Fox Sports!
Cupcake back here at Rhinelander, and the introduction of the teams going on. It's a big production here. They've got all the lights off, and they've got the spotlights working for the introduction. I'll be lucky to actually see my lineup card here, but let's take a look at the starting lineups. And it's going to be loud here today, so I hope you'll be able to hear me. For Wausau East, it'll be Dylan Hamlin, Bryce Taylor, Tanner Dimka, Jaden Rutkowski, and Bryce Widmark. The regular starting five that's been pretty much set for the last couple of months. And that's for head coach Paul Dimka, assisted by Kyle Harrison, Chuck Wolfel, and Steve Lassert. Also Joe Pockel and Jared Morris. For the Rhinelander Hodags, it'll be Sam Omelia, the 6-foot senior. Brandon Reinthaler, a 6-foot sophomore. His brother, Mitch Reinthaler, a 6'5 senior. Colton Volkman, a 6'4 senior. And Ryan Dart is a 6'2 senior. For head coach Derek Lemons, assisted by Chad Volkema, Tom Fralick, and Kurt Zalewski. Rhinelander, as you might expect, has a huge crowd here tonight, or this afternoon, if you prefer. They come in with a pretty good record. Hodags coming into the game with a record of 18-5. Now, much of that, of course, was accomplished in the Great Northern Conference, and I don't think anyone would argue that the Great Northern Conference is stronger than the Wisconsin Valley Conference, so take that record with a bit of a grain of salt. Four of their five losses coming against Wisconsin Valley Conference teams. They started the season with three straight losses to Stevens Point, Wisconsin Rapids, and Merrill, and then dropped a matchup with Marshfield back on February 15th. They did beat the Lumberjacks February 18th at the East Gym, and as you heard from Coach Dimka, it was senior night, and it was nothing but seniors that played that night. Jaden Rutkowski didn't play. Dylan Hamlin didn't play. So I'm not sure how much you take out of that loss on senior night at the East Gym. Lumberjacks coming off a win over Lakeland on Tuesday. They looked very good in that game. Not so much last night. The Merrill Blue Jays took a lot of East's game away from them last night, both inside and outside. They denied open looks from three. They denied getting the ball inside to the big guys. And it was really Merrill missing free throws that last night that allowed East to stay in the game and pull it out with the late jumper by Rutkowski and the win. All right, East is in red with the black and white trim tonight. Rhinelander in white with the green and black trim. And we're set to go, and the Lumberjacks will control the tap. Rutkowski into the front court. Gives it to Dimka. Rhinelander coming out in a zone to start. They get it to Widmark, right wing. Skip pass open. Rutkowski passes it up. Dimka. Rhinelander doing a very good job recovering and covering the open man. Dylan Hamlin back to Widmark. Now to Rutkowski. Dimka right back to Rutkowski. Ball fake. Now they find Widmark underneath. Hangs in the air. No whistle there. Puts it up and in, and a foul. So he got the foul on the second effort. Probably could have been a foul on the first effort, but Widmark stayed with it, got the offensive rebound, put it up and in, and drew the foul. And it will be Ryan Dart who will pick up the foul. That's his first. And Widmark's at the line to try to convert a three-point play. And he does, rattles it home, and it's 3-0 Lumberjacks. Hodags bring it into the front court. Sam Omelia will run the point for Rhinelander. He's coming out in their zone. They're trying to post up, and that's really a mismatch for Rutkowski underneath at the bottom of that zone as he's trying to guard Kent Matthews, who's 6'5", and really together. Here's a drive to the paint, and we're going to get a whistle and an outside foul called, and two shots coming for the Hodags on the drive. Rutkowski's going to pick up his first foul, and a quick one. Mitch Reinthaler at the line to shoot a pair here. First one's on the way, and it's up and in. 3-1, Lumberjacks. This is a much different facility than the old Rhinelander gym. Second free throw is up and in. East End Rhinelander had some spirited battles in the old facility back when the Hodags were in the Wisconsin Valley Conference. 3-2, the score. Lumberjacks lead Hamlin at the elbow. Kicks it to Bryce Taylor down in the corner. He's going to drive in, feed Hamlin. Little jumper in the post, in the paint, up and in. Dylan Hamlin took a little jumper, about a 5'6 footer, and knocked it down. 5-2, Lumberjacks. Sam O'Melia with it right wing now to Mitch Reinthaler. Ball knocked away by Taylor, but the Hodags keep it. Here's a three ball. That is short. Rebound put back. That's no good. Hamlin grabbed the rebound. It's going to be a loose ball foul called on Rhinelander. Who'd they get? Going to be called on Kent Matthews. That's his first. And the Lumberjacks have it. Rutkowski will bring it ahead. Rutkowski's only basket last night was the three ball to win the game. He'd been hot recently, though. Dimka with it. Rutkowski off a screen. Still on the dribble. He's going to shoot a three. That's going to be up and in. Jaden Rutkowski off a screen knocks down a three. And it's 5-2 Lumberjacks. Make that 8-2, excuse me. 8-2. Lumberjacks by six. Mitch Reinthaler. Cross court pass. Colton Volkman takes the shot. That's no good. Widmark with the rebound. Volkman hit four threes last night. Here comes East. They want to run. Bryce Taylor is going to travel with the basketball. Took the pass and took an extra step before he put it on the floor. So traveling is the call. And the Hodags get it back. East is going to put on a half-court trap here. And we get a double dribble called. Sam O'Melia, for some reason, double dribbled the basketball, and East gets it back here. Dueling turnovers gives the ball back to the Lumberjacks. Rutkowski has it in the front court. Gives it off to Dimka. Now it's Widmark, top of the key to Bryce Taylor. Taylor, Rutkowski off a screen. Wanted to drive in, dribbled it off his foot. We're going to get a blocking foul called. I think on O'Melia. No, they're going to get the foul on Ryan Dart. Dart picks up his second foul, and he's going to have to come out. And into the game comes Devin Olenek for the Hodags. East looks to inbound, and they do to Tanner Dimka. Dimka with it between the circles, back to Bryce Taylor. Here comes the double team. Skip pass cross court. Rutkowski now back out on top. They swing it. Taylor to Widmark at the elbow. Feeds Hamlin underneath, and they get a layup. Nice job by Widmark, faking the shot and then finding Hamlin for a layup underneath. 10-2, Lumberjacks by 8. Timeout Hodags. We'll take one as well. Back in a moment. You're listening to Lumberjack Playoff Basketball, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
Fox Sports Radio.
Tom King back here at the Rhinelander Gym. A spirited crowd. Somebody thought it was a good idea to put the two student sections next to each other. Here's Rhinelander with a pass inside. Now they kick it out. Three ball is up, off the mark, no good. Hamlin with a rebound. He had position and got the rebound of the miss by Matthews. Lumberjacks want to push. Rutkowski down the lane finds Widmark. Another layup. Widmark from Rutkowski. And it's 12-2, Lumberjacks by 10. You heard Jaden Rutkowski on the pregame show talking about how they thought they could run on these guys. Here's a three ball from the corner for Rhinelander. That's off the mark. Long rebound, though, grabbed by the Hodags. They'll reset. Now, nice baseline move. Shot put up. Offensive foul. Yes! Dylan Hamlin took the charge underneath on the offensive foul by Kent Matthews. Hamlin decided there was no way he was going to block the shot without getting a foul, so he stood there and took the charge on Matthews, who made a nice move to get free on the baseline. And now Matthews has to take an early seat. And Rhinelander will send Trevor Young into the game. So Rhinelander, with two of their starters on the bench with two fouls here, with 4:43 to play in the first quarter. Rutkowski will bring the ball ahead. Lumberjacks by 10. Taylor with it. Gets a screen from Hamlin. Goes baseline. Hangs in the air. Where's the foul there? Wow. Taylor got knocked to the floor. The ball knocked out of bounds off of Taylor. I don't understand how that cannot be a foul as he drives in against two guys and gets knocked to the floor. Hodags have it on the turnover, and it will be Rhinelander basketball. They bring it into the front court. Devin Olenek bounce into the post, shot put up. That's no good. Widmark with the rebound. Rhinelander starting the game cold here. Mitch Reinthaler missed that one. East back the other way. Widmark thought about the long three, didn't take it. Bryce Taylor looks inside. Now Rutkowski off the screen, feeds Hamlin, bobbled it. Now kicks it out to Taylor. Three ball for Bryce Taylor. Up and in. Taylor for three from the corner, and it's 15-2 Lumberjacks. This Rhinelander crowd has been stunned into silence here by the quick start for East. Devin Olenek, cross-court pass. Colton Volkman will launch a three, and he hit it. Volkman hits a three. They needed that. 15-5, East by 10. Rutkowski to Widmark between the circles. Gives it to Dimka. Down low to Hamlin. Hamlin underneath, and he traveled with the basketball. Tried to pass it out of the double team, and they call it travel. So Rhinelander has it. Sam O'Melia will walk it ahead. 3:27 to play here, first quarter, 15-5 East. They get it right wing. They drive in. Nice pass inside. Shot blocked, but they're going to call a foul. See who they got. It's going to be on Tanner Dimka. Reach-in foul on Dimka. That's his first. And it'll mean two free throws for Mitch Reinthaler here. Lumberjacks are going to substitute for the first time tonight. J.P. Lacey and Trenton Pate getting set to check in. Reinthaler's first free throw is up and in. Pate and Lacey in. Bryce Taylor and Bryce Widmark will take a breather. The winner of this game will play next Thursday night against the winner of the Shawnee-Wapaka game. They are playing today in the other half of this bracket in Division II. Reinthaler hits the second foul shot. He's 4-for-4 from the line. It's 15-7. Lumberjacks went off to a big lead against Merrill as well. Blue Jays came back. Rhinelander looks like they're going to do the same. Pate, top of the key. Crosses over, hangs in the air, feeds underneath. Lacey gets a layup. Trenton Pate was covered, so he dished off to J.P. Lacey for the layup. And it's 17-7. Again, Lumberjacks by 10. O'Melia with it, right wing. Trevor Young, cross-court pass, three-ball launch. That's going to be short. Pate with the rebound on the miss by Volkman. Pate brings it ahead in a hurry. Pate's going to go down the lane, throw up a floater. Yes, and a foul! Trenton Pate with the three-point play chance on a little one-handed floater down the lane, and he draws the foul. It's 19-7 Lumberjacks. Trenton Pate at the line to try to convert the three-point play. Foul was called. And the first foul shot, or the foul shot rattles out, no good. And Rhinelander with the rebound. Hodags back the other way. They get it to the elbow to Mitch Reinthaler, kicks it outside. Now right wing. East gets over there quickly to cover it. They get it over to O'Melia. Back to Colton Volkman, launches a three, too hard, back bracket. And it's knocked out of bounds, last touch by the Hodags, I believe. Oh, they're going to say Rhinelander kept it. Lacey tried to bang it off one of the Rhinelander players, but it went off of him after that. Sean Wilson's going to get into the game and give Dylan Hamlin a breather here. Wilson, last night, hit a key basket, also had a steal and a couple of big rebounds as well. Hodags inbound it. They get it to Volkman, left wing. They step back. Volkman's going to shoot a three. Can't step back. You got to stay out on him. Volkman hits the three. Rutkowski gave ground that time. And Volkman just stepped back and knocked down the three. It's 19-10. Lumberjacks by 9. Crossover dribble. Rutkowski feeds it to Lacey. And he bobbles it out of bounds off his head. Third turnover on the Lumberjacks. You cannot have empty possessions in a game like this. Too many of them anyway. Minute 57 to play first quarter. East leads by 9. Hodags with the basketball. Skip pass to Volkman. Made a move, drives to the baseline, pull up jumper from there. That's way short. And the Lumberjacks grab it. Tanner Dimka with the rebound on the miss. Dimka into the front court. Rutkowski, Trent Pate right wing. Out on top to Wilson. Swings it to Dimka. Now Pate open for three. Out on top. Little short, no good. The rebound to Rhinelander. Hodags want to run. Now they'll slow things down. Get it back out on top. Now they give it off to Reinthaler. To the corner. Volkman's going to shoot a three from there. That's in and out. No good. Wilson with the rebound and a foul coming on Mitch Reinthaler. He knocked Wilson to the floor. And it will be East basketball. First foul on Mitch Reinthaler. A minute 16 to play here, first quarter. Lumberjacks walk it ahead. Rutkowski on the dribble. Wilson between the circles. Now to Dimka. Lacey comes out on top. Grabs it. Gives it to Pate. Rutkowski left corner. Pass inside to Wilson. Bounce pass back outside to Rutkowski. He tries to throw it back into Wilson. He wasn't ready for it. And East turns it over again. Wilson was coming out to set a screen for Rutkowski. He put a bullet pass inside and it went out of bounds. Widmark's going to check back into the game for J.P. Lacey. With 58.7 seconds remaining here in the first quarter. Hodags with the basketball. Lumberjacks leading by nine. O'Mealy into the front court. To Colton Volkman. Pass inside to Reinthaler to get a layup. Reinthaler with a layup underneath. That's a tough matchup for Rutkowski playing the bottom of that zone against these taller Rhinelander players. If they do get the ball inside, he doesn't have much of a chance. Pate with it. It's a screen from Wilson. To Dimka now. Rutkowski right wing. He's going to launch a three. Rimmed out, no good. And Rhinelander with the rebound. Left that one a little bit short. 25 seconds. Hodags with it. They give it to O'Mealy. Colton Volkman now a three ball from the corner. That is off the mark. No good. Wilson pulls down the rebound on the miss by Reinthaler. 10 seconds. Dimka across center court. Pate with it. He's going to operate. He's going to shoot a three. Back bracket, no good. The rebound grabbed by Rhinelander. They've got time. Half-court shot. Good if it goes. Off the mark to the right. And the first quarter comes to an end. Lumberjacks leading after one, 19-12. Back in a moment. You're listening to East Playoff Basketball, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
We are Fox Sports.
Gymnasium. We go to the second quarter. Lumberjacks leading 19-12 in this playoff game. Hodags have the basketball to begin the second quarter. They're passing it around the perimeter. Now a three ball is going to be launched. That's going to be off the mark. The rebound is kept alive. Nope, it's going to be East basketball. The Hodags stepped out of bounds with it. And the Lumberjacks will... Or did they get a foul? Wait a minute. They're going to call a foul on Bryce Widmark. So the Hodags will keep it. All right. Three ball missed by Devin Olenek. Widmark was trying to run down that long rebound, apparently grabbed, and the foul called. Third team foul on East. Rhinelander has six. The next one on the Hodags puts East in the bonus. Rhinelander with it. Pass in the shot put up. That's off the mark. The rebound grabbed. It's loose, and Taylor will come away with it. Nobody realized where that ball was for a moment, and then East comes away with it. Bryce Taylor on the starting five back in there for the Lumberjacks. Taylor gets a double screen. Widmark's open for three. He got it. It rattled around and in for Bryce Widmark. To 12, 10-point advantage once again. Pass inside, back in, shot put up way off the mark. Widmark with the rebound on the miss by Kent Matthews. Rutkowski wants to push behind the back dribble. Kicks it to Taylor for three, left wing. Off the mark, no good. And the rebound grabbed by the Hodags. Now they want to run. Driving down the lane, shot put off with the right hand. That's no good. And Dimka with the rebound. Taylor kept that alive on the miss by Reinthaler. Widmark in the front court to Rutkowski. Down low to Hamlin. Hamlin in the paint, kicks it back out. Now right back to Dylan Hamlin. Backs in, spin move. And they're going to call it offensive foul. He threw an elbow, apparently. Cleared off with the off arm, so the foul called on Hamlin. That's his first. He's explaining what he did to the official. The official does not agree. Not going to win that argument. And it will be Rhinelander basketball. East Hoops brought to you in part by DeVorney Orthodontics. See more than a smile. See DeVorney Orthodontics. Call them at 715-842-5688 or visit them online at DeVorneyOrthodontics.com. Hodags with it. Bounce pass to the corner. It's Reinthaler back out on top. They skip it over to Amelia now down in the corner. Devin Olenek out on top. Two of Rhinelander's starters on the bench with fouls. That was Colton Volkman who picked up his dribble. Now gets the ball back. He's going to launch a three, and he got it. Can't leave him alone. His third three of the night, 22-15. Pass inside, overplay. Rutkowski threw it away, and here comes the Hodags back the other way. Bullet pass inside, shot put up, missed the layup. Rebound kept alive. Hodags have it. Now the ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Rhinelander, and East will have it. There was a lot of bumping inside there in the battle for that rebound. They let it play on. We've got a three-man officiating crew here tonight. East has the basketball. 22-15 the score right now. 5:31 to play first half. Lumberjacks with the lead by 7. Down low to Hamlin. Puts it up and in. Wanted a foul, didn't get it, but got the hoop. He's got 6 points. 24-15. That should have been a three-point play attempt. He got bumped as he put it up. They let him play on. Colton Volkman, pass inside. Ran over Rutkowski. Shot missed. Hamlin with it. Rutkowski got run over. Now a ball taken away. Rutkowski didn't see it. There's a three ball up. The rebound grabbed by Hamlin. Wild and woolly action here. East back the other way. Rutkowski finds Whitmark for a layup. And just like they did against Lakeland the other night, the East guards are finding the big guys underneath. 26-15, back in a moment. Timeout on the floor. You're listening to East Playoff Basketball, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
What does March mean to you?
It's crazy.
Crazy.
Well, what crazy?
Hot.
March Madness, baby. Woo!
Hey, you brings it.
Play it!
He'll take that three and make that three.
Don't go crazy, yo!
Yep. College.
Oops! Steals the ball. Bam, bam, jam.
And thanks to our coverage, we bet you'll win your bracket.
Nothing tops it in American sports.
All the madness starts on March 18th.
We are Fox Sports!
Fox Sports Radio.
Tom King back here at the Rhinelander Gym, where the Lumberjacks have gone off to a 26-15 lead here in the second quarter. Bryce Widmark's got 10 points, Dylan Hamlin with 6. They were not much of a factor in last night's game. Widmark had 8, Hamlin had 6, but they did not get the ball inside very easily or very much last night. Tonight, they're getting it done. The guards once again finding the big guys for layups underneath. Hodags have it with 4:54 to play here in the first half. They get it front court to Devin Olenek. Now they swing it. Volkman on the dribble. Ball knocked away by Taylor. He comes away with the steal. East has a 3-on-2. Taylor's going to attack. Find Hamlin goes in and he's fouled. And we'll get a couple of shots here. Taylor fed Hamlin and he got fouled and we'll head to the line. And that's going to be on Colton Volkman. That's his first. And Dylan Hamlin will shoot two here. First one's on the way. Back bracket, no good. East Hoops brought to you in part tonight by the Bone and Joint Center. If you're injured, why wait until tomorrow when you can see an orthopedic specialist today? Welcome to the new Bone and Joint Walk-In Care, Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. until 4 p.m. Second foul shot for Hamlin is on the way. That one's up and in. He got one of two. 26-15, 27-15. Lumberjacks by 12. Hodags break the pressure, get it into the front court. Baseline drive. They feed a cutter inside. Shot put up. No, and yes, and a foul. Didn't think that was going in, but it did. Kent Matthews gets the hoop and draws the foul. That's going to be on Bryce Taylor, his first. Lumberjacks really don't have anybody in foul trouble yet. Nobody with more than one foul. Matthews' free throw is up again. He got the three-point play, and the Hodags have cut the deficit now to 10. To 27-18. This scoreboard operator a bit slow to put the scores up here. I'm used to guys being very quick getting those numbers up on the board. Widmark thought about the three, finds Hamlin, and he got bumped from behind, ball out of bounds. Rhinelander will keep it. Hamlin was open for a moment. Widmark found him, but he got bumped and the ball went out of bounds. Last touch by the Hodags. East has it. They get it in. Rutkowski's going to launch a three from the corner. In and out. Off the rim again. Rhinelander with the rebound. Hodags into the front court. They get it to the corner. Three ball launch from there. Up and in. Kent Matthews knocks down a three. And just like that, here comes Rhinelander. It's a six-point game. East with it. Bryce Taylor's open for three to answer. That's way off the mark. Long rebound, though. Grabbed by Dimka. Finds Widmark underneath. He gets a layup. The defense forgot about Bryce Widmark underneath on the long rebound. And East answers, 29-21. 8-point advantage. They swing it over to Volkman. Pass is thrown away. Dimka's on the floor, and he grabs it, but he gives it right to one of the Hodags. Here's a three-ball launch. That's short. Long rebound, though, run down by Rhinelander. Pass inside. Shot put off the glass. No. Rebound over the top is grabbed this time by Taylor. Now he gets rid of it to Rutkowski. Back the other way. Comes East. Out to Dimka. He launches a three. That's going to be off the mark. Hamlin's going to get an over-the-back foul as he went up over the top. And he'll pick up his second foul. Didn't look like much of one there. Hamlin, much taller than the player that was in front of him and went over the top. He's going to have to come out now for the rest of the half, probably. Sean Wilson will check back in. Trent Pate's going to get in as well. Who's he going to give a breather to? Bryce Taylor. Dimka and Rutkowski haven't come out yet. They played the whole game so far. And it will be the Hodags walking it up. 8-point advantage for the Lumberjacks, 29-21, 3:04 to play first half. They skip it to Volkman. Pass inside, bobbled for a moment. Drive in the paint, and now we're going to get a double dribble call on the Hodags. That'll go against Ryan Dart, and he turns it over. He got bumped pretty good by Wilson there, and they let him play on. J.P. Lacy coming into the game. Dimka will get his first breather of the night. So East has got Dimka, Wilson, Lacy, Wilson, and Widmark up top with Rutkowski and Pate on the floor right now. Pate draws the double team, gives it to Rutkowski. Back to Pate, out on top. Looks inside, finds Wilson underneath, kicks it out. Rutkowski, now Pate's open for three, launches. Back bracket, no good. Wilson, the rebound, the putback, no. He was falling away as he put it back up, getting knocked down and couldn't get it to go. Here comes the Hodags back the other way. Omelia. Volkman. Pass to the free throw line. Now they kick it. Here's a little two-point jumper put up. That's no good. The rebound grab put back up and in. Nobody blocked out Ryan Dart. He got the hoop. And it's a six-point game again. 29-23. Pate to Widmark. Ball knocked away out of bounds. They're gonna confer. It's gonna be last touch by the Hodags. East will keep it. Derek Lemon's not happy about that call at all. They came up to overplay the pass to Widmark, got knocked out of bounds. I couldn't really see from my angle. It could have gone either way on that one. They give it to the Lumberjacks. Rutkowski down the lane, tried to feed it to Wilson, but it's knocked away, and East turns it over. They've got seven turnovers here in the first half. That's no good. Rhinelander with just two bullet pass inside. There's got to be a travel there. Got to be a travel. He missed the shot. No good. And now we're going to get a whistle and a foul on the Lumberjacks, I believe. 1-1 coming for the Hodags. Matthews traveled underneath clearly, and they let it go on. And it's going to be foul shots coming for Rhinelander. Going to be a 1-1 call, and it's going to be Mitch Reinthaler at the line for the bonus. Wilson will pick up the foul. That's his first. And it will be a 1-1. Foul was on the floor. So Mitch Reinthaler will shoot the bonus here with a minute 47 to play in the half. First one's up and in. 29-24, 5-point game. Lumberjacks led by as many as 12 in this half. I think 10. 10 was the biggest lead. Second foul shot up and in. Reinthaler got them both. Tanner Dimka is going to get back into the game. Give Rutkowski his first breather of the night. And with a minute 47, Rhinelander is pulled to within four. Fade to Taylor. Taylor, double teamed. Finds Dimka on the baseline. Gives it to Wilson. His shot blocked. They went up and rejected Wilson as he went up for a layup. Got to go up a little stronger than that. And Rhinelander back the other way. Now they get it into the hands of Colton Volkman. Way outside the arc. Now he dribbles. Gives it off to Omelia. Now they find Volkman. He's open. There's the three. And it's a little bit short. And Trent Pate pulls away the rebound. Volkman got a wide open look and missed it. Pate into the front court to Dimka, back to Pate. Pate wants to operate. Drives down the lane. Feeds Wilson. He wasn't ready for it. Offensive foul. Pate ran over the man who took the charge. That was Matthews who took the charge on Trent Pate. And it will be Rhinelander basketball. 1 minute remaining in the half. Pate will take a seat. Rutkowski back in after a short rest. And Rhinelander gets the basketball. 29-25 East. Lumberjacks have gone a bit cold here offensively in the last couple of minutes. And the Hodags have clawed their way back into it. Hodags send in Devin Olenek. They had to wipe up some perspiration off the floor. That was the delay. And now Rhinelander will bring it ahead into the front court. They swing it. Volkman into the elbow. Pass down low. Reinthaler shot put up. No. Rebound to tip. No. Ball loose. And the Hodags come away with it. Now a runner thrown up off the glass, up and in. A little scoop shot by Matthews. Gets the hoop. And it's a two-point game, 29-27 East. 33 seconds remaining first half. That's awakened the crowd here as well. Widmark with it outside, top of the key. Gives it back to Rutkowski. Lumberjacks should play for one here if they can. Rhinelander crowd making a lot of noise now. Taylor with it. 17 seconds, they'll play for one. Rutkowski to Taylor. 11 seconds. Taylor outside, way outside, 8 seconds. Dimka looking inside to Widmark. Turns, shoots a two, that's partially blocked. Goes out of bounds, and it will be East basketball. Last touch by one of the Hodags. So East will get an attempt here with 8-tenths of a second left. You can get a shot off in 8-tenths of a second. Hamlin's going to check back in with two fouls. Don't run anybody over here. Trying to get free. Dimka, they tried the alley-oop. Up, no. And the half comes to an end. Hamlin got it up there with a Rhinelander hand right there with him. And the first half comes to an end. Well, Wausau East went off to a quick start and a big lead early in this game. They led by 7 at the end of the first quarter, but here at the end of the first half, it's a two-point game. East 29, Rhinelander 27. Back in a moment, you're listening to Lumberjack Playoff Basketball, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.